Hello everyone, it's 2SER's resident lover of all things spooky, and your friendly producer, I swear, Belinda! Now, scary season never really ends, right? So if you love a good mix of chills, thrills, and swoons, you're in for a treat. The latest novel from Amy Hutton, Ghosted, is packed with all the romance and ghostly goodness your heart can handle. And we're super lucky to have Amy here with us today. Amy, thank you so much for stopping by 2SER.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, same here. So, to start off, can you tell us briefly what Ghosted is all about?
So, Ghosted is about a psychic who can see ghosts and she can exorcise them from this world. I always say exorcise because I always kind of picture her sort of making ghosts do like sit-ups or something if you say it wrong. And she is teamed up with a guy called Callum Jeffries. He's a paranormal podcaster. They have a bit of a complicated past, and after a couple of years of not seeing each other, he asks her to help him on a very famous haunted house investigation in a small town called East Mill. So they go out to this town, stay in a cozy B&B and dig into this mystery. And it goes right back to first settler history, has a bit of a witch trial theme through it, lots of spooky ghosts. And then, of course, there's like adjoining rooms. But at its heart, it's like this big haunted mystery that these two have to work out as they're finding their way back together and falling back in love.
Amazing. Sounds like there's a good balance of everything in there, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, what made you want to write this tale?
I love everything spooky.
Same.
So I'm like, I love paranormal investigation shows, even the cheesy ones. I love like all the sort of old Buffy's and Supernatural and all that kind of stuff. And I'm a huge horror movie fan, massive horror movie fan. So I feel like the world is in my DNA at this point in time because I have absorbed so much of it.
For sure.
So, you know, I just feel like, and I love romance. Like, I read so much romance. And so it just felt like, you know, a perfect kind of coming together for me of two things that I'm really passionate about and really love. And I always sort of think that, like, horror and romance, I say this to people and they're like, what are you talking about? Horror and romance are kind of in the same world somehow, and not just because they're, you know, often much maligned, even though very, very popular. But I kind of go, when you're in falling in love, your heart races. When you're scared by the maniac outside the door, your heart races. Yeah. Your palms sweat. You know, you get butterflies in your stomach. Those kind of feelings that you can relate to fear, I think you can relate to love as well.
For sure.
And I think that's where paranormal and romance kind of come together so well. Because, and also there's nothing more motivating than knowing that the person you love standing next to you is in dire trouble by something very scary.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. I mean, that's such a good lens to look at it, honestly. Yeah. Okay. The characters in Ghosted feel very authentic and emotionally layered. And as someone who loves the TV show Supernatural, the main character dynamics remind me a lot of them. How did you approach building your protagonist, and who/what inspired them?
I think Holly, in actual fact, is quite a lot like me. Mm-hmm. I can't see ghosts and or do anything
not yet
like that. No, thank gosh. I really don't want to do that. But there's a lot of other aspects of her personality and how she sees the world and how she feels within the world that I think are quite reflective of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even though every book I've written, the characters have an element of me in them, I think she's probably the closest to who I am.
Right.
With Callum, I think he was an amalgamation of all my favorite paranormal guys, you know. And I wanted him to be kick-ass, but I wanted him to also be like emotionally aware of himself and also open, which I think often in those kind of those paranormal shows that the guys are often not that emotionally open.
Yeah.
Lots of secrets and things. And I wanted him to be much more open, which was is actually kind of the opposite of Holly as well. And she's kind of less open about her feelings, more worried about letting her feelings out, whereas he's much more open about being honest about his feelings and who he is, mostly.
Yeah.
So I think they were they're really representative, I think, of a lot of stuff that I've absorbed over the years, but also aspects of me and just things that I like in people and in and in characters that I like in movies and TV and books and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's probably why they felt more realistic, because it feels very grounded. I know it's like very fantastical tale, but it does. They do feel very grounded and believable.
Yeah.
So it was easy to connect with them.
Right.
So your book blends humor, romance, and deep emotional themes around grief and healing. How did you find the balance between lighthearted moments and more serious ones?
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to have something that does feel authentic and genuine, then you can't just have it be cute. And, you know, everybody's got something. Everybody's dealt with something. And so I think characters, in order to be real, need to have that kind of history somewhere in their past. I mean, often they're a lot more tragic than our own past, but we've all, you know, most people have dealt with loss or something along those lines that they can then relate to in a character. So for me, I think it's really important to have characters who have real life experience that gives them depth. But also when you're writing a romance, you want it to have those really light moments. And I always say I can't help but write a bit of calm with my rom. It's just the way it comes out for me. It's just my voice. So I like to write really light banter. I like the teasing kind of back and forth.
Yes, banter's the best.
In a relationship, you know. And so I think it's really important to have that depth and to have them be dealing with really real things in their life, but also be able to see beyond that, to see the happiness that the romance is bringing into their world and be able to have that joy as well. I always think that no matter what you've got going on, there's space for, you know, grief and joy side by side. And I think it can take a while to understand that, but I think that those things can live next to each other.
Yes. So what do you hope readers will take away from Ghosted, emotionally or thematically or from the narrative, after turning the final page?
I just, to be honest, I just hope they have a really good time.
Well, I did. So you're winning there.
You know, I don't really feel like I need them to come away with sort of a deep, you know, sort of something kind of revolutionary or anything like that. You know, I do dedicate the book to those of us who have maybe not always felt like they fit.
Yeah.
And I do hope that in sort of showing the struggles of a couple of people who have always felt like they're a little bit out of sync with the world, you know, it shows that we all fit, but we just fit different. You know, we're not all the same shape.
We just
fit different. So if I would like people who maybe have those kind of feelings about the world to come away feeling a little bit more like they fit. But to be honest, I just want everybody to have a good time. I want them to enjoy the kissing and the ghosts. And you know, I hope that they come away feeling, you know, just happy and joyful, because even though it's scary in points, and though there are some kind of pretty, you know,
high points
here and there, overall, I think it's a happy and joyous book.
Yeah,
mostly.
I mean, I would agree with that, because like I was having a lot of fun reading through it. I mean, that's why I couldn't stop.
Yeah, great. I love it.
And to end it off, what's next for you?
Oh my gosh, what a question. I very much want to stay writing in this world.
Yes.
Certainly in the paranormal space.
Would love it.
And I'm working on something at the moment, and I just really hope that I'll be able to write in this universe again.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure you can, because this one was amazing. So yes,
fingers crossed,
please.
Fingers crossed. This is what I want to do. Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yeah, I can feel it. It's right for you, honestly. Thank you so much for coming over to SEI, Amy, to talk about your latest novel, Ghosted. I can't wait for every listener to have a read. And I'm sure we can't wait to see what you release into the world next. See you next time, 2SCR.com. Bye.
Bye.